Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If we've learned one thing,
what's that?
About folks in Rochester from Where They Wine In every Tuesday, it's that everyone has predetermined stereotypes about certain towns in our area.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is one that's never come up on the show.
Oh.
It's about where you live, Tommy.
What's happened?
You've never noticed it.
Mm.
At least you haven't mentioned it. But this woman is convinced there are more people in Pittsburgh guilty of this than anywhere else in Rochester.
Guilty.
Yeah. Guilty. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Sonia wrote us a message on Instagram over the weekend. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us if you want to get us there. I also think we're making break room history with our first ever Sonia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Sonia writes, quote, "Can you ask Tommy if it's common practice for cars to drive without lights on at night in Pittsburgh? Four cars between Wegmans and Route 65. Money and no common sense or brains. Apparently, they are the only ones on the road. Freaking Pittsburgh."
So
lights off in Pittsburgh.
In the dark.
But like most new cars, the lights come on automatically.
Well, you can change the settings, though, I guess.
You could just turn it off.
Yeah. Okay, so let's put a pin in
that. Why would you drive with no headlights?
No, I agree. It's dangerous. But
dangerous is like the dumbest thing in the world.
Agree, but the argument, the discussion here is not whether or not you should. The discussion is, do you notice this in Pittsburgh?
So I don't drive at night, but I get up early in the morning.
I don't drive at night, he says.
Well, I'm not out that late.
I don't drive at night. Well, 6:30, past my driving time.
I mean, you basically
too rich
do
for my blood.
Drive in the middle of the night, though.
I do.
Coming to work in the morning.
I rarely have seen somebody with no headlights.
No, to his point, nobody's on the road when he's driving in the dark, so he doesn't get the chance. Kimmy, when you've driven through Pittsburgh, have you noticed people not driving with their headlights on?
No. And I think like that would stand out if there's multiple cars.
But I will say this. If you're on the avenue.
Shut up. You know.
On that stretch from
Monroe Ave.
Monroe to French Road. You know, the main area where all the shops are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so super lit, you probably don't need headlights.
Maybe you just don't notice if they're not on.
I guess.
So the giant bespoke street lights provide all the lights you need?
It's pretty bright.
Okay. I have a theory.
Why?
And it's not just a Pittsburgh theory. It's an age theory, period, and it goes to something you guys just brought up.
What's that?
So like you said, most cars now have automatic headlights. They turn on when it gets dark.
Yeah.
But like Kimmy said, you have the ability to click that off if you want.
But you would have to physically turn off your headlights. Like, I would like to die.
Yes, but here's the thing.
What?
You can turn them off and then turn them on, like the on mode, not the automatic mode. What do you want to? Like people who grew up turning headlights on and off might feel more comfortable.
Okay,
doing.
Like the old days and then they forget?
Could this be a case of the older set, which is big in Pittsburgh,
not
wanting to use new technology, switching it to the old school way, and just forgetting to turn their lights on?
I mean, it could be.
If they're used to the old school way, they would constantly be aware of turning their lights on and off.
Yeah, but you're also, you know, I mean? You're dealing with, I want to do it the way I used to, combined with aging and forgetting things.
Hmm.
It's a deadly combination.
Okay.
Is there like an auto shop or somewhere around there? Because I've noticed that sometimes if I go to get my car inspected, they'll flip the setting.
Oh.
And that's when I really don't notice. I'm like, why is this off? But maybe somebody didn't notice that they turned it on or were messing with it when they were fixing their car.
Hmm. I mean, unless you drive a Mercedes, there'd be nowhere to go. Here's my theory.
What's that?
And it's not just a Pittsburgh theory. The older the town, the more very strange things you will notice that don't happen anywhere else, and it's all because of technology. And the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-926.
You're calling Pittsburgh old.
Yes, I am. I don't think that's a controversial statement.
No.
Look across from me.
What?
He's barely holding on.
I'm in my late 30s.
Yeah.
Super late.
For example, Kim.
Yeah.
If we think of the oldest towns by resident in Rochester, average resident, would you disagree Pittsburgh Gates, Brighton. Would that be fair?
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
Yeah. I'm not.
Getting older for sure.
You will spend in Pittsford, Gates, and Brighton an average double the amount of time in line at stores and restaurants in those towns because of problems with digital payments.
Yeah.
I am telling you right now, once you realize it, when you are in older towns, you will notice it every time they go. And it's not the fault of the older folks. They're not used to chips and cards, pressing no for tips, not using cash. But oh my God, every time I go to Pittsford or Brighton with my wife and we go to get food or in line at a store, you will be in line forever because nobody knows how to use technology the right way.
And there are some places that just take cash in Pittsford.
Still?
Oh, yeah. There's one bar in particular. I think it's straight cash.
But that's what I mean. Like people,
but they have the ATM, the old school standalone ATM inside the bar.
But it's all because of new technology and aging people. I'll go a step further.
So Florida must be a nightmare.
Yeah, well amongst other several reasons. But going even further,
what?
I believe you are also way more likely to hear someone else have a conversation you're not in.
Oh, yeah.
In an older town.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're loud.
It's not just that. Kimmy? Our generation and younger, we don't talk on the phone.
No, we avoid that if possible.
I can count on one hand the amount of phone calls I have answered in public in the last 6 months.
Yeah, okay. No, I'll wait. I'll wait till later to get back to them, if at all.
Yep.
I'll wait for them to text me.
However, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
People your age have no problem not only answering their phone, but like you said, yelling at full volume in public. And then on top of that, you guys also have no problem putting that sucker on speakerphone.
Well, it's easier to hear that way.
Okay. And you will take that call in the middle of talking to whoever was standing in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Waiter or waitress, someone checking you out in line at the pharmacy, does not matter. They are taking that call and they are screaming into the receiver because of technology.
That's after it rang at the loudest possible volume.
And it's not a regular ring. Like they went and picked out their own specific ring.
I bought a ringtone.
You bought a ringtone?
I didn't even know you could still do that.
Well, I've had it forever.
Was it the Crazy Frog?
Well, they got that one back? No, it's not Crazy Frog.
So you have a ringtone that you loved so much that you've transferred it to multiple phones?
It's music.
Okay.
You're the only person that still has a ringtone. Like a specific, what do they call them, Kimmy? I don't even remember what they called it.
They had ringtones.
No, I know, but there was a specific word for music ringtones.
Well, there was the ring back tone, which would play if you, like not through your phone, but if you called somebody, you'd hear that instead of a ring. Oh.
Can we sidebar that real quick? That was the stupidest technology ever.
But everybody bought it.
Do you remember this?
What is it?
So you would call someone. It was called a ringback tone. So let's say you were in sync. Bye, bye, bye. When you would call them, instead of hearing ring, ring, you would hear ba, ba, ba,
oh,
ba,
okay.
Ba. But to let you know what was happening, they would have to tell you up front, you're about to hear a ringback tone from Verizon. Ba, 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 ba.
I still have longtime friends that I will call expecting to hear their ringback tone because they had it for so long.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to get it off my phone.
How did you get it on your phone?
I bought it. Well, I was looking. I was on Apple Tunes, and it came up. I go, oh man,
Apple Tunes.
So I put it on. I go, oh, I like that. That's cool.
What does a ringtone cost now?
I mean, I bought this thing years ago.
Remember, like you can buy a song now for $1.
Yeah.
Anything. Those ringtones were like $3, $4, $5.
Yeah, they'd get you.
It was like $4.
You spent $4 on a ringtone?
Bro, I had it back then. I was worth tens.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. This conversation started with a woman named Sonia writing us on Instagram over the weekend complaining that she's been driving through Pittsford. Nobody has their lights on at night.
Jesus Christ.
And she was worried, this is just a thing that's happening in Pittsford. And the theory is it's technology. The older the town you go to, the more difficult life becomes.
Somebody's going to get hit.
Well, it's not just the lights. It's not knowing how to use the cash out stuff. People getting loud on their cell phones. Okay. Based on this theory that we have now presented.
Yeah.
And tell me if you think I'm wrong. True or false, life is more efficient in towns with younger populations.
Well, yeah, because you've got more energy. You can move around.
Oh, that ain't it.
What is it?
I'm talking like with what we're dealing with here. You can save hours in a week with all the errands you have to run in places with a lower average age. Chip cards pay, Apple Pay, boom. Yeah. We're all moving. Nobody's driving super
slow.
Y'all
don't talk to each other. You don't socialize.
I don't have to have a conversation that goes nowhere.
I would also
say, when I was your age, this used to be a Bell's grocery store.
Yeah.
And I would come in. Do you remember Reese's Pieces? Reese's Pieces weren't always around. They made their own peanut butter candy like that.
Wait, so I ran into Wheeze?
I would also argue the younger set, they're doing more like pickup orders. So they're not even like going to shop. They're just going out and running their errand as quickly as possible.
And you all got your earbuds in, so you tune out the world.
It's great, man. It is great. Seriously, like doing business in Henrietta versus doing business in Pittsburgh.
So being on the Avenue or the Jeff.
It will save you hours a week. And I don't mean to be impatient. But I am.
No, you don't sound it at all.
Bro, no, seriously.
I want my Core Life salad.
Look, I get it. Delicious, by the way. That old lady got in front of me the other day. I told you the story.
Yeah.
I don't like kale. You watched him make it.
They just know how this is supposed to move, you know? It's not new to them.
Well, most people are in no rush because there's nothing else
Why?
To do.
Why? You're dying.
No, but that's going to happen.
Your time's running out.
Well, I don't want to push it along.
If anyone should rush, it should be you. Right?
All right?
No?
All right.
All right, we got messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF. Easiest way to get us on Instagram. Haley Hazard writes us. Oh, my God. My mom had Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work as a ringback tone, and I thought that was the most clever thing ever. Boo, Haley Hazard. We got Facebook messages coming in, and you can tell this is a message sticking up for the older folks because we got it on Facebook and not Instagram.
Yeah.
Carl writes, I'd much rather live in a town of people like me in their 60s than younger people. We take pride in our homes, where we live, and we don't let it go to trash. Okay. I'm not criticizing.
Mm.
I'm not criticizing old folks. I'm just saying it's frustrating for me with the life.
I understand.
Going with Carl's idea.
Yeah.
If you had a choice, 252 WCMF, would you rather live in an older or younger town? And what would be the negatives of the younger town?
For me?
Yeah.
Your goddamn kids.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you have a neighborhood full of like
summertime,
younger couples and their kids, yeah.
No, but summertime in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's just slammed with kids.
Yeah.
All over. Every place you go.
Yeah.
And they even bring in other kids and other camps and other crap going.
Outside kids?
Oh, outside kid.
It goes past that, too. Even if you don't have kids in your neighborhood, if you want to go out to eat in a younger town.
It's slammed.
Yeah, and there's going to be kids everywhere.
Families. And it's loud.
Yep.
They're loud.
You're right.
Everybody's got a loud kid. Well, I thought kids were quiet now and introverted.
Apparently not.
No. They're all at 10.
You're right. That would be a huge negative. If you wanted like a peaceful night out with your family, you walk into a Red Robin and
And here's another thing I hate about parenting. Teachable moments at a busy time of the day.
What does that mean?
When you have your kid
and
you're going to do this teachable, here's how you pay for groceries. Here's how you make a decision. Here's how you do this. The kid don't even know what's going on. You're doing this teachable.
Adorable though.
No, I don't. It ain't my kid. Maybe once it's adorable. Not every goddamn day.
Wait a minute. You just yelled at me for being impatient about getting stuck behind someone.
Old people paying with a check. What's worse?
I hate it. I hate that too. I throw them with the teachable kid.
So, but which one's worse? Because you'd have to pick one or the other.
Oh, kid.
Check.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Kid first.
I got to watch you balance your checkbook in front of me? Like the stock market's crashing in 1929?
I got to watch your kid try to scan a goddamn card 10 times with his little hand? Grow some hands, kid. Get some mitts, then come back.
Grow some hands, then come back.
You got little boy hands.
You know, it's funny. Kimmy, would there be a negative to you living in a... Because you live in a place with a lot of young people.
Yeah, it's weird. We have both. The only thing is, like, I think... I like the quietness, I guess, of living in an older neighborhood. But, like, the thing is, eventually those people are going to age and move on or age and let that house go. You know what I mean? Like, there will be some problems down the road if you're living in an older neighborhood because, again... It's going to turn over eventually.
Okay.
I mean, you hope it turns over eventually. Like, that's the goal.
Why don't you die, old man? Fix your roof or die.
Because as somebody that looked...
Why don't you call Greg the roofer? Have you thrown me off the goddamn
when we were
roof?
When we were looking at
dog
houses...
Dog digging the hole to bury you.
When we were looking at houses, a lot of the homes we were looking at were... You could tell they were occupied by, like, an older couple or an older person. Okay. And... I mean, some of those people really let those homes go.
But they don't have the money anymore.
Bad.
I mean, it's so expensive to keep a home.
I don't know if they maybe didn't even notice some of the issues with it after some time.
Okay. I mean, I get your point there. By the way,
it's just that they may be at an age where they couldn't take care of it anymore.
Haley Hazard has written us back on
Instagram. What's she saying?
Well, she was the one whose mom had the Men at Work.
Yeah.
And she thought it was clever. She wants us to know. She thought it was clever, not me. I am not that lame.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure everyone
knew. Cool.
She's cool. Haley's cool. Mom, totally lame. Lame. You know, it's funny, too. You don't even have to go, like, town by town when it comes to age to see where this theory works in with the technology and why things take longer with older people. You see it in places where older folks outnumber younger folks wherever you go. Things at the doctor's office.
Oh.
They always move slow.
Yes.
It can be very frustrating. It can be easy to blame the doctors when you're sitting around for 20, 30, 40 minutes, the staff. But the next time you are in a waiting room at the doctor's office, I want you to watch how long it takes for the blue hairs to get up to walk into the back room. How long it takes for them to check in because they're confused by how the buttons on the screen or the iPad work. How many questions you don't know they're asking that have nothing to do with medical care when the doc is next to you in the next room. And they're, you know, my son said that the raccoon in his backyard was eating his cucumbers. And I said, raccoons don't eat cucumbers. So I recommend it in the BB gun. He tells me, Dad, you can't shoot. I go, you know what? When I was your age, we shot him. So what I need you to fill this prescription for my last doctor, please. I mean, you guys just take forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're a little rambling at our age.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's hope, Tommy.
Oh, what hope?
I'm not just talking about, you know, for the team in general. For one specific player, a fan favorite who, no matter what happens with the second go-around, will go down in the hearts of Bills fans forever and ever and ever. And if you are reading what they are saying about his performance at training camp, there are people going, oh, my God, he's back.
Okay.
But you could also make the argument that if he is starting in this role, things have gone horribly wrong.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, joining us from a sweltering... Ugh. St. John Fisher University, but he's keeping it muy caliente out there. Our good buddy, what do you call him last week? Our Spanish talking man?
Yes.
I think you called him that.
I think we did.
Talking
I did.
Man.
Yes, Spanish talking man. From 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. Mike Danger. Hey, Danger, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Your voice sounds like crap, man.
Let me work on that.
No, look, a little behind the scenes. It sucks, man, because you feel like you have to yell over everybody while you're out there, and it just kills your voice the entire time you're broadcasting from camp.
Well, and then you've got also, you know, during practice, the loud music going, and you're if you're standing near the speakers, whoever you're standing next to or trying to hold a conversation with, yes, you're elevating your voice a little bit, so I apologize for the rasp. It was a long weekend, too, you know?
No, I saw you got a garbage plate. Wow, living on the wild side.
Yeah. That's living dangerously for me.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you rest your voice for a second because this is going to take me a second to set up for Tommy.
What's
okay? All right. So, Tommy, the Bills, as you know, went out and signed Tre'Davious White back this year after releasing him last year to compete for the second corner job.
All right.
And I don't think anyone really believed that he would be starting in that role. In fact, there were words that he may not even make this roster.
Oh, okay.
Well, Tommy, in the first week of camp, there have been reports that Tre'Davious White looks very, very good.
Ooh.
He is currently in that starting role when they roll out the first-team defense. And there are two trains of thought here.
Yeah.
The first train of thought is that this is the first time that Tre'Davious White has had a full offseason to train without injury in 2 years.
So he's good to go.
Yes, and because of that, he is showing his talent and ability. He's ready to roll.
He's fresh.
And he should be starting in this role, and you want a veteran going in, I believe, year 10 to do this.
So what's the problem?
The other thought is, Tre'Davious White last year performed so poorly on field in Los Angeles that after 4 or 5 weeks, they just didn't play him. They deactivated him. They traded him to Baltimore. He played in a reserve role there. In fact, one of the reasons the Bills won that game against Baltimore was a catch Keon Coleman made, or a pass interference that Trey committed. And if Tre'Davious White is starting opening day, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong when your first-round corner, Maxwell Harrison, isn't playing. Danger? If Tre'Davious White is starting opening day, has something gone terribly wrong for this Bills defense?
I don't think so, and the only way I can really describe it is his familiarity and his comfort with this team. It's different than going to a new team like the Rams or a different team like the Ravens. I think he's got familiarity with Sean McDermott's defense. There's obviously trust there, and trust is the big word with McDermott. If he trusts you, you'll be on the field. If you need to build that trust in the case of Max Harrison, I think you have to build that trust through reps and practice here at camp, through the course of the regular season. Then you'll start to see the rookie more. You know, it's not uncommon for him to start a rookie week one. He did it with Benford, who was a sixth-round pick, but it's also not uncommon for him to ease a rookie into a role, knowing that he can eventually trust that player.
Yeah, Benford.
And if you talk about one guy, you know, McDermott trusting one guy right now, you know he trusts Trey White.
I mean, it's funny.
Trust.
So Tommy's making fun. He's the only man in Western New York who doesn't know who Christian Benford is.
I know Christian.
My sister
was a Christian.
He's a top five corner in the NFL right now. Six-round pick out of effing Villanova, man.
Yeah. Not a powerhouse football story.
No, it's not
More of a thinking man.
Shut up.
Homer Lenny Dykstra.
Shut up. You know, Danger, as you pull back further in that defensive backfield, I mean, there are a lot of – Benford is rock solid, right? But then you have questions about the second starting cornerback position. You have Taylor Rapp starting at safety, who performed admirably last year, but he does throw himself around like a heat-seeking missile. And then you have, it looks like, Cole Bishop, Tommy.
Yeah.
The second-round pick from last year out of Utah, who is going to be, unless something changes, your starter opening day. I mean, you will have the experience and potential downgrade physically of Tre'Davious White combined with the extreme physical skills of Cole Bishop, who doesn't have the experience of playing safety. I mean, is that a mix that works?
You know, I think they're banking on it working. And with Cole Bishop specifically, I mean, I'm glad you brought him up because we're going to talk to him later on this afternoon in the sports bar. He looks bigger. He trained this offseason with Taylor Rapp. The two of them trained together.
Big man.
And he looks, you know, last year he looked like a kid. This year he looks like a man. He looks bigger.
It's getting creepier as we speak.
You're a man.
And now, look at them pants.
Oh, he's wearing his man pants.
Or as you people say, pantaloons. Tight pantaloons.
Muy caliente, Cole Bishop.
I have not seen these type of pantaloons since I left my village many years ago.
You were saying D drops.
I think that is the plan. I mean, Bishop, when we talked to him today, there was something interesting from Friday when we heard from defensive coordinator Bobby Babich in his press conference.
Danger.
Talk to me.
How do we say Bobby Babich in this room?
Sorry. Bobby.
Thank you.
Bobby Babich.
He when he was asked about Cole Bishop's development, he went to he started talking about anxiety and how he's grown from anxiety. And, you know, it almost became like a rant about the generation having to deal with all this anxiety that young kids today with social media and all the pressures of that are dealing with more than his generation did, with our generation dealt with. So I'm kind of curious to find out what's inside Cole Bishop's head when we talk to him later on today to see if there
Start
was
with the pants.
To see if there was any anxiety playing as a rookie last year.
Well, you know, it's interesting to bring that up, Danger. Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan, 3-6 in the sports bar every single weekday. You know, Cole Bishop's second round pick out of Utah. The idea was he was going to be their starting safety. He got hurt in training camp. It cleared the way for DeMar Hamlin. He held that job until the end of the year. We all know how it worked out, right? I mean, Danger, to be on that kind of stage, right? You're going from a smaller Division I program in Utah. I mean, they're not like a powerhouse program, right? To now you're in a smaller market, but Bills fans know everything about all of the players on the field. I'm sure he's getting
deep research.
Yeah, and I mean, if he's a guy that looks at social media, he's seen his name.
You're in a fishbowl.
Exactly. Man. Like, I guess I had never considered for a 22-year-old kid, what it's like it's your first day on the job.
So it gets in your head.
Everybody's watching, right? Yeah. Like, that would be very hard.
And then you get to see the reviews.
Every morning.
Yeah.
In real time.
Yeah. I mean, he had high expectations for himself going into his rookie year, started four games for the Bills last season. But The last time we saw him on the field, all he did was lead the Bills in tackles in the AFC Championship game. So I think things are trending in the right direction for Cole Bishop based on his offseason, how he looks here at practice, and we'll get the chance to learn more about him later on this afternoon.
All right. So, Dane's like, here's the thing. I don't want to be pulling the alarm guy, because if this is going to happen, let's let it happen now so it doesn't happen later.
What happened?
But it does feel like the injuries are starting to pile up
Rack
at training camp.
But they're like, low?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say because it seems like they're being overly cautious in like letting guys sit for a little bit, making sure they're really 100% ready to get back on the field. So it's hard to tell, I guess, the extent of some of the injuries.
I mean, Danger, you get Dawson Knox back last week, Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, Sunday, whatever it was, and that's exciting. You lose Terrell Shavers yesterday. He goes down on a leg, Tom. He couldn't get back up, had to be carted off the field. Mm. Now, Tyrell Shavers doesn't seem to be a factor big time in the offense, with all due respect to Tyrell. But, like, I mean, Danger, you know how this is. When you're at camp and you watch somebody go down, you start looking at everybody every rep and breathing heavy. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah, and we learned just a few moments ago when Sean McDermott spoke to the media of absentees from today's practice, including tight end Dalton Kincaid, who's dealing with some knee soreness, Curtis Samuel, and Terrell Bernard. We learned of their hamstring injuries yesterday at practice. Elijah Moore has some leg soreness. And believe it or not, Tyler Bass is not going to practice today with pelvic soreness, Tommy.
Yeah, I get it. No big deal.
Nothing about his pants?
No, I'm good. I'm done with pants, Mike.
I'd like to pass on the Bass pants, please. Thank you. All right, so here's the other thing that's bothering me. Danger, we're going to talk about this every time we have you on.
Yeah.
The intense microscope that is on all of these players, because I am reading articles over the weekend, Danger.
What are they saying?
That Bass is not having a good training camp. Yeah. He's missing field goals, and that they need to bring in competition for Tyler Bass.
I wonder, like, for kickers, like, I guess I don't know what to expect out of a kicker at camp, because I kind of assume, like, they're just kind of, like, there because they have to be.
They're always off to the side, right, working on their own game, and I don't know, pelvic soreness. Does pelvic soreness prevent you from making your field goals? Maybe it does. So a day off, a little rest, and maybe we see Bass back to his usual self. But it is worth monitoring, given the inconsistencies the last year and a half with Tyler Bass.
Okay, well, that's awesome. That's a fantastic thing to learn.
The kid started sucking last year.
No, he didn't. No, he bounced
tanked,
back last year.
But he tanked and he kind of came back.
Because he would have some phenomenal, like, game
winning. And then some were, like, horrible.
Well, yeah. No, I mean,
and then he would miss some, you thought, like, eh,
when he
probably should have made that.
When he hit that 62-yarder against Miami at home to walk him off, he did not have a moment after that where you were like, oh, like, he was right in the zone from that moment on. And, you know, I'm happy for the kid because, I mean, Danger, you know this. In the history of the NFL, you have there's only one Hall of Fame kicker, but you've got guys that are legends that hit some bad rough patches, get released by the teams, and then they go on to be the best kicker in the league for 7 years for another franchise.
Sure. Yeah, I am it's like a golfer, right? It's a mental thing. You get the yips and you're missing for a long stretch of your career before you get your head straight, and maybe that's a change of environment. I'm not too worried about Bass yet, and you know, we'll see him in the preseason and see.
Keep an eye on that pelvis.
the pelvic soreness, yes. Yeah, needs a day off from the pelvic soreness. Yeah,
very ginger.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I don't. It probably would suck. You can't do anything without your pelvis.
Yeah.
What can you do without
your mom?
It's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, no, everyone was. And you could tell it was good by the way Danger burst into laughter.
Spanish people don't have a sense of humor. They always look pissed.
3 to 6, only when they're talking to us. Every weekday, the Sports Bar, 95.7 The Fan. Mike Danger, you said you guys are talking to Cole Bishop today.
Cole Bishop today. We'll have him on at 3:25 and 5 o'clock in case you miss it earlier on in the show. So that's this afternoon from 3 until 6. You can watch us on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. And, of course, listen to The Fan Rochester and the free-to-download.
Genovision.
All right, so Danger.
Yeah.
We know you're into this whole, like, wearing black thing now because you went to Europe and came
back.
Well,
you're not wearing black today.
I am wearing black today.
It's 90 degrees, you idiot.
Well,
I'm wearing a black
T-shirt. Sweat.
Yeah.
That's the key.
No, put
you
a tank
wear
top.
Wear dark colors.
No, that's Europe. Okay. That's a European.
What's up, man? You know, I'm just being European. Mike Danger, Pilsner, European Pilsner.
You know, you're smoking a cigarette, drinking them little cups of coffee.
Cafe au lait.
I am drinking coffee as well.
All right. Stay hydrated. Oh, get yourself a throat lozenge and have a good day, Danger. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Take care, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.